This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We're joined now on the BetQL guest hotline by Will Brinson, NFL senior writer for CBS Sports. What's up, Will? Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Hope you're doing well. I don't listen to enough of you, too. I like
you. Is that what you're realizing after the intro? You need to get more YouTube in your life?
Yeah. I don't ever, like, anytime I listen to them, I'm like, oh, man, I really enjoy YouTube, but I never, like, look out of my way to, like, put on YouTube for some reason.
Right. I hear you.
Have you ever seen U2 in concert?
No, I heard it's incredible. I almost said U2 is kind of underrated, but then I realized that was kind of stupid.
Right. Will Brinson go to see the new Top Gun movie?
Oh, yeah.
Has to. How old are you, Will, if you don't mind us asking?
No. I was told I couldn't be older than 34 the other day, but I'm definitely 40. So.
Okay, so you're right. You're in the wheelhouse.
Who gave you that compliment?
Yeah.
I'm not at liberty to say. I was at a wedding in High Point, and I was told, I was like, yeah, I'm 40. People were like, man, you can't be older than 34. I was like, well, you're lying, but.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, speaking of non-compliments, find something in your life that you love more than Jim Irsay loves, more than just criticizing Carson Wentz at every single turn. Like
Has he done it again?
Well, I think the latest was that he can't stop gushing over Matt Ryan's leadership capabilities, and he just anytime he can take a dig at Carson Wentz. And look, I understand it didn't go the way they had planned it; they miss out on the playoffs. But man, He just can't get over it. He can't get past it. He needs to leave that in the past and move along.
Couldn't agree more. My theory on this is that they and Chris Ballard did not want to trade for Carson Wentz, and then Frank Wright officially like convinced them that he could make it work with Carson Wentz, and Ballard was stood up and Frank's our guy. I'll ride with Frank. I tell you, I don't think Carson. He basically was like, cast aside his own personal feelings about Wentz. Was like, Jim, I think we can make this work. And so they make the trade. It doesn't work, and that's why you saw Ballard so quickly flip on Wentz last year, because I think that he understood. Irsay basically told him, like, look. It was either said or unsaid that if they rolled with Carson Wentz again this year and it didn't work out, even though Chris Ballard has done a really good job, setting this team up, you lose Andrew Luck, to retirement unexpectedly, you bring Phillip Rivers in, you clean up the cap space, you build up a very nice roster, you make some good draft picks, you just don't have that future quarterback. I think he was sort of under the impression that. He'd still going to get fired if they ran with Carson Wentz and it didn't work out, and that's why they were willing to eat this massive dead cap space and move on from him. But yeah, no one likes to take a dig at Carson Wentz as much as I love doing it. I do it all the time, but mainly because my producer of my podcast, the Pick Six Podcast, Daily NFL Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. if our producer is an Eagles fan. So like it's just, you know, it's just easy. But Ursay needs to move on. Like let it go, Jim. You know, you lost. You weren't winning anything anyway. Okay, you lost to the Jaguars in Week 18. It was embarrassing. Everyone understands you should be mad about it, but you weren't winning the Super Bowl. So just move on.
So Cakes mentioned Ursay gushing over Matt Ryan. You talk about Tyreek Hill kind of overcompensating on the Tua gushing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was talking with Bill Ryder about this. And he's like, oh, Tua throws a pretty ball. I mean, just an electric quarter. It's like, okay, like you've been playing the guy for like 12 minutes, Tyreek. And I get it. You have to, you know, a team gives up a bunch of draft picks for you and then gives you a massive contract that makes you the highest paid wide receiver in football. You know, you could have, Stevie Wonder out there throwing football. So you're like, this guy throws the prettiest spiral and his accuracy. I mean, it's just unbelievable. He just knows exactly, you know, like you have to think about whoever's out there throwing the football. So I get what he's doing, but I actually think that you can make the case that since Tua is left-handed, Tyreek Hill is having to make massive adjustments to the way the ball is spinning out of his hand. Versus right-handed, so someone get mad at me, and they're trying to now they're trying to call Tuanon. Have you seen Tuanon?
I have not.
No. I have not. Tuanon. That's funny.
Oh God! No. It's they keep releasing videos. They look like hostage videos, but they're it's a guy with like a voice modulator, but he's like wearing a dolphin head. And he's like, you will understand that Tua is the truth by the time we are done with you.
That's genius.
It's like. Yeah, it's actually a cult of Dolphin fans who, and they somehow like wrangled Dan Katz of Big Cat from Barstool into like joining them on Tuanon. Apparently, Mike Florio is like a staunch anti Tuanon guy because he's claiming that Colin Kaepernick would be the like fifth best quarterback in the NFL if he played right now or some nonsense.
Right.
Hey, Will, I'm completely flummoxed as to what to do with Tyreek in fantasy drafts coming up in the next few months. I know I'm getting over my skis. I know I'm not doing my draft until like late August or early September, but last year he was like the second wideout going off the board after Davante Adams. I don't know what to do with him now with him down in Miami. How do I proceed with Tyreek Hill in fantasy? I need your guidance.
I think it's really interesting. I mean, I'm proceeding with extreme caution. I'm probably buying low if he drops far enough. I mean, so here's how, in my mind, this offense is going to work in Miami.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I could be wrong. We'll have to see how it operates. But, like, think about what Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan and San Francisco did with Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and Jimmy Garoppolo, right? I mean, Jimmy G is not Patrick Mahomes. Everyone knows that. But Jimmy G can deliver an accurate ball to receivers on the move in space at short to medium yardage. I mean, that's sort of exactly what you know that Tua can do well, right? So, in theory, you're going to have this improved run game now that the Dolphins have improved their offensive line. You know, they added Teron Armstead. They got some guys in the draft in the last couple of years. So it should be okay. You bring in Raheem Mostert. You bring in Chase Edmonds. They added Tony Michel too, for whatever that's worth. You got some bodies back there, right? You can run this scheme that Mike McDaniel wants to run, the zone blocking, you know, one cut stuff. And then, in theory, you're going to have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle running crossers, getting open in space in short to intermediate areas, and Tua just delivering the ball where it's supposed to be. Basically, a point guard facilitating the offense and allowing these guys to do what they do best, which is get up, you know, turn up field and just start making people, you know, shattering ankles. So I think they can both, I think both receivers should still be good. I just don't know that you're going to get the volume or the explosion that you got in Kansas City because, you know, I mean, despite what the dolphin head with the voice modulator tells you, Tua is not Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Hey, real quick, I know Jason wants to ask you about the NFC East, but I want to just sneak in a question about your John.
I got nowhere to go.
Yeah, all right. I want to sneak in a question about your John Daly bit. So Will had the brilliant idea to follow John around, and I think his tweet went pretty viral of what he ended up.
Donald Trump Jr. posted it on his Instagram.
Right. I mean, his tweet blew up.
Right. Big time.
So he followed John around for 18 holes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
At the PGA.
Did you plan to do this in advance?
No. See, this is where they messed up. I wouldn't. If you read the thread, the thread, you'll see that it's actually from 2008 in Greensboro. But like everyone thought it was from the PGA, but I wasn't gonna, spend my weekend going around correcting like golf.
So this was an old story that you told or whatever that you did years ago. Okay, so explain it. And what was the? Did you know that you were gonna tally sort of what he was doing?
Yeah. So you guys probably know Jamie Bottrom, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So Jamie, who now lives in Wilmington.
I think he hates us, but
I think he hates the show's guts.
Yeah. That's fine.
He's fine.
I think he likes y'all.
Nah. Ooh, I don't know. He might want to do some fact checking
on
that.
Maybe he's changed his opinion. Who knows?
All right. Jamie is from D.C., from Northern Virginia, he's from Northern Virginia. He was my boss at Fan House.
Right.
Old fanhouse.com, which is like AOL Sports.
Right.
You can't even find it on the internet anymore. It's disgusting. Like, that's how old it is. So in 2008, I was just doing anything for Fan House, and I was like, I'm going to, I live in Greensboro. I was in Winston, whatever. I was like, man, I'm 20 minutes away. I'm going to go cover the Wyndham Championship for Fan House. And so, Daly was like the biggest name in there at the time. And I still have an autographed hat from when he was at Hooters in Greensboro on Thursday night after the first round. But one of the practice rounds, I was like, all right, I got to think. Back then I was young, excited to do my job, living on the, creative thinking, juices flowing. I was like, I'm just going to follow this guy and see what he takes in for a day. I play 18 holes and drink, six Coors Lights, have like three, bottles of water, use the bathroom eight times, have a hot dog with chili. So I'm like, right. That's a round for me. Like, what does this guy do for a round of professional golf? And so I followed him around, and it was an absolutely just piping hot August day in the Piedmont of North Carolina. Oh. Just brutally hot. And I followed him, and I had a notepad. I'm like, marking down every. I'm doing nothing but watch. I'm going to watch him swing. I'm just watching him. I have to make sure I get everything.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not gonna miss anything he puts in his body. Some meticulous notes, following him around this course. Four and a half hour practice round, whatever it was on Wednesday, I think, and maybe Tuesday. Who knows? It was 21 cigarettes, 12 Diet Cokes. And six packs of peanut M&Ms and literally nothing else the entire time.
Unbelievable.
What did you?
That's a good question. I don't
remember. Yeah, he didn't see him swing. Remember?
I know, but maybe he knows like the scorecard.
Well, it was a practice round too. Remember?
Is he a Marlboro? Is he a Marlboro Red guy? He strikes me as that. Like, he's gonna smoke the really heavy duty coffin nails.
I want to say they're Camel Lights.
Camel Lights, okay. All right.
He was firing two per par five.
That is intense.
And probably lighting, the par fives, he's like lighting the second one with the first one.
Right. That's a real degenerate move, by the way. You're a real smoker when you're lighting a cigarette with an already lit cigarette.
Right. Professional.
Think about the story like regularly, but not like intently every PGA Champions or anything. But Daly is just under par, and it hit me. Now that I think about it, it may have been like an early long hole where I saw him do that. It was like early in the morning. I don't smoke, but I know people who have smoked in the past and get my drift.
Yes. I know guys like that too, Will. I'm intimately familiar.
Go ahead.
Like when you're a smoker, like if you're on the golf course early, you're like, that first cigarette was pretty good. You know, maybe I think I may have seen him. He's like, maybe that first cigarette he fired up on the course. He's like, yeah, I think I need another one. I was like, oh my god, that maybe what started my tracking of the deal.
Right. Love it. Jason, go ahead. I know you want to ask. Sure.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff.
I mean, if you got to go to break.
He has all he has is time.
I just thought it was funny. Your colleague, Jason Lacanfora, he wrote this yesterday. He ranked the divisions.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought it was funny how he broke down the NFC East. NFC East was last. All right. So it was 8 out of 8.
Right.
And he said, the Eagles are going to be better than, and I just want to get Will's thought on this. The Eagles are going to be better than some people think. Still bet only one team from this bunch reaches the postseason. The Cowboys are in decline. The Commanders always stink.
Right.
And the Giants are mired in rebuild. So, I mean, do you kind of agree with Jason that you would rank the NFC East last? And then also, do you agree the Commanders always stink?
It's hard to argue that one.
It's not really a hot take.
No, it's definitely not a hot take.
God, I hate the new name so much. I hate it more than I know it's like it's so much more fun to call them the Commando. I don't know what the real name is anymore. I call them the Commandos and the Commodores.
Right.
I've gotten so Washington football team that it just makes me mad that they this is so perfect for this franchise. Like, they actually, out of, like, a pure panic, like, total reactionary move, they ripped away this name that, like, the entire fan base has loved for, like, 25 to 30 years, and they, like, freak out and don't know what to do, so they call themselves the Washington Football Team, and it's actually, like, the smartest, like, PR move that franchise has made since it's existed. And then they're like, well, we can't just let that, they can't just keep it, even though everyone likes it, and it's like decidedly the smartest thing we've done in 15 years. Let's be the Commanders. Like, what? Nobody likes the Commanders? What are you talking about? What are you doing? This name is terrible. Yeah. It was so annoying that, like, I was in on WFT and Washington, and just like calling them Washington and the football team. Like, it was fun. It was a little odd for football, and
now not.
I'm trying to do the division, Matt. I think the NFC East is probably better than the AFC South, but not. It's a dogfight. you can really compare a lot of those teams, actually. It's like the Colts. I think the Colts and the Eagles are probably, like, those would be my picks to win the division. I think both teams will be better than maybe the average, like, public expects. Dallas and Tennessee, like, both of those teams are, like, there's some red flags about what they've done this offseason and how it might work out for them moving forward. I guess Jaguars aren't really the Commanders.
Although they play each other in week one, though. That'll be interesting.
The NFL, the guys who do the NFL scheduling, they are like little curious elves who love the mischief.
They like to poke the bear. Yep, they do.
Let's make Carson Wentz play Jacksonville again.
With
Doug Peterson. I don't think Washington's gonna be very good this year, but I followed Ron Rivera for a long time in Carolina, and, like, typically speaking, he doesn't have, like, bottom out seasons. Like, his teams have a higher floor, even if the ceiling might be capped. I just think they like Carolina with, you know, the Darnold stuff, and then, you know, again, like, Matt Corral and the way, like, Washington just very clearly, in my mind, panicked a bit on the quarterback position. And gave up, you know, assets for Carson Wentz, which is exactly what Indy did last year. And, you know, expect similar results, et cetera. The Giants trading away cutting James Bradbury, is like such a big, like a giant waving, we don't care how many games we win flag for me. You know, it's to save cap space down the road. I get it. Like, it's not an outrageous move, but it's just, if you were trying to really win this year, you definitely keep Bradbury. It's it hadn't been a very good division for a while now, like just top to bottom. And I don't expect it to change, and I expect to be force-fed a bunch of NFC's primetime games anyway.
Hey, Will, even though you have nothing on the docket, we have to run. We got to go. Maybe you go take a hike or something today to fill your day. I don't know. Will, thanks as always for the time.
We got a podcast live at 1 p.m.
There you go.
So check that out on YouTube.
It's Will Brinson, NFL senior writer for CBS
Thank you, buddy.
Sports. Thanks
again, have a good Memorial Day weekend, buddy.
Is that boys. Have a good one.
Yep. Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.